Right now, time once again to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with Republican American Report. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. And a lovely Monday to you.
It is a lovely Monday to you as well. And I just received a press release from the Sharon Hospital. A local benefactor has put up a matching grant for them, $1 million.
Oh, my goodness.
If they can raise $1 million, that grant will be matched. That's some staggering amount of money.
Wow. So Sharon Hospital will get the money?
Yeah. Yeah, it's for the COVID for COVID-19.
Okay.
But
wow.
So I wish that person had heard about Robinhood Radio.
Spread it around a bit, huh?
Oh, well. Hey, there's people out there willing to do that, and that's
I understand there's an anonymous donor giving money to the Cornwall Food and Fuel Bank. Yeah. There are people just giving money to all these organizations to help people out. So the bright side of this whole thing.
Yeah, well, kudos to the Republican American. The Republican American broke a story yesterday that I put the link to on our Facebook page, and over 1,300 people have gone to that link. And that was about the 28 deaths reported from Litchfield Hills Nursing Home in Litchfield.
Terrible story. Oh.
What was pointed out to me in that story is also the astounding number of cases in Torrington, someone pointed out. In Torrington alone, which is a small city of about 20,000 people, 455 cases. I thought Danbury, New Milford was bad. They had 232.
Wow.
But the story becomes more and more intriguing as it goes on and distressing.
I really worry about letting up too soon and opening up certain things. We got to take it slowly. Make sure. It's just awful. It's terrible. We don't know what we're dealing with. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's one of those things.
Staggering. Staggering. But as we say, there are some bright spots. People are coming out and helping, and at a wonderful parade the other day in Salisbury, a reverse parade. The teachers stood on the sidewalk and the public came by and waved and showed signs of appreciation. And it was quite the event. So there are a lot of those going on, and Salisbury's was a really a unique one. Mostly we're dealing with budgets now.
Yeah.
Towns, boards of selectmen and boards of finance, because of the governor's edict, can pass these without town hearings and meetings. So that's what's happening. Region 1 Board of Education passed a budget for $15 million the other night. Sam Herrick, the business manager, gave the report, and there were no comments. They just went through it. People are accepting it, and we're going to move on. The interesting thing will be next year. The Kellogg Board of Education had a huge talk, board meeting the other night. Everybody's just questioning the future. Nobody knows really how to prepare. Will there be school in August or won't there? And how do we pay for it? And what do we pay for? And so many questions up in the air. And I guess we're just going to have to wait and see. It's just incredible.
Yeah. So tonight, the Sharon Board of Education meets. And for you folks, this one is not on Zoom. This is on Google Meet. So what you have to do is go to the Sharon, Connecticut website and go there, and you'll get all the instructions on how to do it and stuff like that.
Also tonight is the Village Board of Selectmen and Board of Finance, and I assume that's on Zoom. I'm going to have to look that one up. But the Board of Education was asked to come in with a lower budget, and so they worked on it, and we'll see what the Board of Finance says tonight. All these links are on the town pages for those people who want to listen in. At that Board of Education meeting last week, the FOAG teachers, all four of them, spoke about the need for some new items on the for that center. I was amazed to hear it's been 21 years
since
that building was modernized. It seems like yesterday. And of course, after 21 years, things do wear out, change, and the curriculum takes a different focus. There's going to be a lot on farm to table. Kids are going to be learning about food and where it comes from, not the grocery shelves. And so they'll be applying for a grant and asking for a go-ahead to do so. And lots of just other little meetings going on this week. Sharon Board of Selectmen is tomorrow.
At 3 o'clock.
At 3 o'clock. ABC, again, is meeting on Wednesday at 6 p.m. So they had a meeting last week, the ABC members, and decided to table any action on a contract for interim superintendent Lisa Carter. You know, she will be taking over July 1st after Pam Vogel retires for a period yet to be decided. And they also decided to start a search committee to see about an interim assistant superintendent. So because Lisa moves up, that leaves a vacancy there. So a lot of juggling. So
maybe they can find somebody within the region that wants to become eventually a superintendent that would be willing to take over that position on an interim basis.
Yeah.
That would be nice. And that would give them another full year to look for an actual full-time.
Right.
But then again, I'm not speaking as an educator. I'm speaking as a taxpayer who is fairly informed, but not really informed. I don't know if anybody works in the region that has, but I would think that there's people that work in the region that have that desire, but you never can tell.
Never know. And as one who follows it quite closely, Marshall, you have a say.
I come up with these ideas every once in a while.
Cornwall also approved its budget. And again, that's what we're pretty much dealing with here. Graduations are going to be very interesting. Ian Strever talked about, he's polled the students. Oh, by the way, have you seen the signs all over town?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the kids are, each kid in the senior class has a sign congratulating them on their front lawn, which is kind of cool. But the graduation, when he polled the students, and most of them want an in-person's ceremony, not a Zoom or a virtual. So they're going to wait, and it's going to be either the end of August, maybe Thanksgiving, maybe even Christmas, maybe even January. So we're not sure yet what's going to happen to the poor class of 2020. But the grade schools are going to do drive-bys, which is going to be very interesting. The kids' staff stands on the lawn of the school. The kids drive by, get out of their car, pick up their diplomas, wave, get their picture taken, get back in the car, and leave. A lot different from the pomp and circumstance we have been watching over the years.
Well, I just thought that at the high school, really, you have everybody social distance on the bank, and all the others, the seniors, drive by in their cars and on the track there. Mm-hmm. And get their diplomas that way. I thought something like that would work, and it would be social distancing, and they'd be able to get their diplomas.
Yeah.
And there's another thing. I don't know whether people are aware, but there have been a lot of, you know, drive-by birthday parties and drive-by. I mean, people have been doing that for a little bit.
Yeah,
so it's not that hard to.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
It'll be interesting to see. I mean, everybody's getting unique and trying to find ways to do it, but we're living in such weird times. Who knows?
Hey, Scoville Library is presenting a COVID-19 talk by Dr. James Childs on Thursday, A Brief History of COVID-19 and Pandemics.
Mm.
It's at 7 o'clock, and it's on Zoom. So if you want to find out how to Zoom into the library, go to the Scoville Library website, mm-hmm. and they'll give you all the instructions on that.
Yeah. There have been a lot of talks, kind of nice. The Cornwall Library is doing What Are You Reading talks and having authors speak, and Scoville has done several.
Hotchkiss Library in Sharon is doing a lot virtually.
And Noble is having one this week, too. And I forget what the talk is about, but
If you can sign on to a computer, you'll be able to go to these meetings.
Right, it's the whole thing. And Nobles is tomorrow, actually. Yeah. I'm just it's skipping my mind what it is, but anyway.
I can remember when all the libraries started to go on the internet here about 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. People were wondering why. Now you know why.
Yeah, right. Good thing too, right?
It certainly is a good thing. We would be lost without it.
Can you imagine?
Absolutely.
No, seriously,
I can't imagine if we didn't have. We'd be all these boards and commissions would be working without any input and any. Well, they wouldn't be working. Couldn't even get together.
Yeah. And what about still broadband up on the mountaintop?
Well, they, on the mountaintops, at least they can get 4G signals, which they can. It's the people who live in the valleys, and in like Cornwall and in like Sharon and these totally unreachable areas right now that have a problem. Yeah.
And the other thing is, just about everybody is canceling their Memorial Day parades.
Yeah, I mean everything that I've seen has been canceled. And what each town's doing is local veterans are going out and having 21 gun salutes and visiting cemeteries and
right.
stuff. But no gathering. Even though Cornwall's holding out hope that they can do some sort of safe thing.
Yeah.
They're not sure what it's going to be yet, but they're
all holding out. But. Most of them have said, no, well, it's not going to happen. But,
and you hear now, I mean, the 25th anniversary of the golf tournament, the Murphy Open,
mm-hmm.
that has been canceled for the summer.
Falls Village Motorcycle and Car Show.
Has
I mean,
been
all
canceled.
These things
and
that
how about
have been
this?
Tradition.
The antique show in Rhinebeck at the Dutchess County Fair,
mm-hmm.
one of the biggest antique shows in the Northeast.
Wow.
It's been postponed. They're going to try to get it on later on, but it's just the time we live in.
It is the time we live in, but just the ramifications for all these nonprofits is incredible.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, Ruth.
Okay, on that happy note.
On that note, I hope you have a good Zoom and Google week.
No, that's where I'm at, sitting there watching this stuff. But at least, as we say, at least we have it, and we're connected somewhat.
All right. We'll speak to you next week.
Stay healthy, guys.
You too, Ruth.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio.